Summer Hour. Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, and for 12 straight years, the overwhelming leader in radio, presents the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, our singing star, Miss Georgia Gibbs, and the world-famous Mary Max, all relaxing in the Philco Music Room before they tackle the job of moving.
Right, Glenn, and I guess you know why we're all so beat. Our sublet is up in the Philco Summer House come 2 weeks from today. And we're getting ready to move our Philco family into the Radio Hall of Fame the 7th of October. So while the kids are taking a breather, it might be a good idea to let them relax to the tune of One Rosemary.
Cavalry leader said he won his battles because he got there first with the most. Philco has become the world's largest manufacturer of radios because it is a Philco policy to get there first with the finest. That policy is backed by a long list of Philco firsts. Year after year, vital radio improvements and inventions were developed in the Philco laboratories and introduced to the public through Philco radios. And these electronic achievements made Philco the most popular radio in America for 12 straight years. Today, Philco is resuming its unbroken tradition of radio leadership, enriched by a brilliant record of war production. And Philco engineers make you this promise. Once again, Philco will be the first with the finest. So, when you buy your new radio, remember the Philco record of leadership. Go to your Philco dealer and look at the leader first. Look at a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Oh, Paul, say, give me a hand getting that big picture off the wall, will you?
Sure, but take it easy. That's a portrait of my late Uncle Louis.
Gee, that's funny. It looks like two people. I see two heads.
That's my Uncle Louis. By the way, where are the Merrimacks?
Oh, they're in the dining room taking down the Venetian blinds.
Well, I hope they clean them before they pack them away.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Paul. I put the blinds in the washing machine.
Washing machine? How'd they come out?
You know anybody who wants to buy 10,000 toothpicks?
Hey! Will somebody give me a hand with this trunk?
What's the matter? Is it too heavy for you?
No, I always walk with my chin scraping the ground.
I can see that as movers, you're much better singers.
Oh, Paul, we're both.
Well, it's a good trick if you can do it.
Good trick? It's wonderful.
It's marvelous.
I love you. I love you. I love you. And all that I can say is wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for it's awful nice. Seems like paradise. It's what I love to see. You've made my life so glamorous. But you can't blame me for feeling so doggone amorous. Most wonderful, and it's marvelous.
I didn't tell the Mary Max to wash the piano, or I'd wind up with an accordion.
Gosh, Paul, I didn't know we had so much to move. Say, do you want me to pack the stuffed duck on the mantle?
Sure do. That's one of my prize trophies.
Okay. See, but how come it's got a wooden leg?
Its mother was a decoy.
Oh, Paul, I just found a whole pile of costumes in the attic. You going to take those into the Hall of Fame?
Of course. They're for a very special purpose. You see, we're going to feed our guests when they come into the Hall of Fame.
But why the costume?
Well, for instance, we serve Irish stew. Then the waitress would wear an Irish costume.
Uh-huh.
And when we serve a Spanish omelet, the waitress would wear a Spanish costume.
Let me know where you're going to serve spare ribs.
That reminds me. There's something I forgot to do. Let's see.
Maybe I can help you. Remember you said that if we got on with our packing, you'd let me wrap up that song we rehearsed?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, give her a hand, boys. Give her a hand.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown, white and flowery, and you thanking them for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. My honeymoon in silence in a brand new auto gyro, then home by rocket in a wing. Settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new auto gyro,
then home by rocket in a wink.
We'll settle down in Dallas.
It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on a first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had,
I'll buy that dream.
Paul, what are we going to do with all these instruments?
Georgia, be very careful of those. They happen to belong to Hank D'Amico and his heptet.
Are they moving with us?
They are, and for a very good reason.
Say no more. I guess another one of your discoveries right out of the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir. I plucked Hank right from the woodwind section. Just wait till you hear Hank's clarinet and the sextet handle a jam section.
Well, let me hear it.
Well, start jamming, Hank. Jam it up. Think you're going?
Ashby de la Zouch.
Oh, stop with the double talk. We got work to do. You can go to Ashby or wherever that place is later.
Sorry. If we're going to Ashby de la Zouch, we better start right now.
Say, what is this Ashby de la Zouch? You sound like the guy that wrote Mayor Mersey Doats.
Precisely. Mersey Doats, Ashby de la Zouch.
Is there an interpreter in the house?
Look, you don't need an interpreter. You said it yourself. Mersey Doats, Ashby de la Zouch, Castle Abbey.
Castle Abbey? Oh, you got me completely confused. Kind of throwing me a curve, aren't you, partner?
I'll simplify it. The same fellows that wrote Mersey Doats wrote Ashby de la Zouch, Castle Abbey. And if we're going there, we'd better be on our way.
Okay. Go any place but stop that Zeus, Castle, Zeus, de la Zouch, Zeus.
There's a village that I love in Leicestershire, always had my heart enthralled, where the stars are bright above in Leicestershire, believe it or not, it's called Ashby de la Zouch, Castle Abbey. It's a little English town by the sea. Skies are full of blue and the cows are full of moo in Ashby de la Zouch by the sea. Ashby de la Zouch, Castle Abbey, that's the only place where I long to be. Girls have pretty curls and the boys have pretty girls in Ashby de la Zouch by the sea. It's just a little humdrum place, but you'll be glad that you came. It's such a beautiful someplace. Ain't it a shame that it's got such a name? Ashby de la Zouch Castle Abbey. It's a little English town by the sea. If you want to smooch and be happy as a pooch, go to Ashby de la Zouch by the sea.
Ashby de la Zouch Castle Abbey. It's a little English town by the sea. Skies are full of blue and the cows are full of moo in Ashby de la Zouch by the sea. Ashby de la Zouch Castle Abbey. That's the only place where I long to be. Girls have pretty curls and the boys have pretty girls in Ashby de la Zouch by the sea.
It's just a little humdrum place, but you'll be glad that you came. It's such a beautiful someplace. Ain't it a shame that it's got such a name? Ashby de la Zouch Castle Abbey. It's a little English town by the sea. If you want to smooch and be happy as a pooch, go to Ashby de la Zouch by the sea. It's just a little humdrum place, but you'll be glad that you came. It's such a beautiful sound place. Ain't it a shame that it's got such a name? Ashby de la Zouch Castle Abbey. It's a little English town by the sea. If you want to smooch and be happy as a pooch, go to Ashby de la Zouch by the sea. Ashby de la Zouch Castle Abbey.
Is quite a chore, Paul. Say, where'll I put your scrapbook?
Oh, handle that with love and care, Georgia. There's a heap of living but one P. Whiteman that's gone into that volume.
Gee, look at these pictures. Bing Crosby, Red McKenzie, Mildred Bailey, Bix Beiderbecke. Gee, and here's Ferdy Groffay and George Gershwin.
Well, there's a passel of fine talent in that book, and I was mighty lucky to have had those lads at the other end of my baton.
Well, seems to me they were kind of lucky, too. But look, Paul, here's a tune I don't remember, Bright Eyes.
Oh, that was a little gem that made him jig in 1920 and thereabouts, Georgia. That was the era of blue coats and white flannel trousers and straw skimmers, when a young gal was real daring if she bobbed her hair.
Well, revive the day, Paul, revive the day.
Well, Georgia, all the folks were dancing to the Whiteman recording of Bright Eyes, so sparkle, boys, sparkle a la 1920.
Bright Eyes. I know you so well. Bright eyes, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your
up into the heart of 1945, we take the same Bright Eyes, wrap it very carefully in a nice new package, and get it ready for the moving van, boys, and start rapping.
Thank you.
Wonderful, Paul. You know, Philco has its own story of now and then. When you roll the calendar back to 1930, that's when it began. Then, Philco set out on 12 years of unbroken leadership, unanimously acclaimed by the public the number one radio in these United States. Paul, suppose you recreate a favorite rhythm bearing the trademark 1930.
Took the thought right out of my mind, Glenn. Then Philco radios were given forth with... many's the tuneful tulip we tiptoed through then, Glenn.
Yes, Paul, that tune led in the year 1930, and so did Philco. For 12 years to follow, the trailblazing inventions of Philco built that leadership. Take the portable radio. Everyone wanted a portable to take on camping trips and on vacations. Philco research on the 1.5-volt radio tube made possible for the first time a practical portable radio set. That was real progress, typical of Philco's know-how in building the finest radio sets for all purposes. No wonder everyone today is saying, "I can't wait to see what the new Philco will be like." Believe me, it's worth waiting for. So when you're ready, listen to the leader first. Listen to a Philco. The leader when you heard tiptoe through the tulips in 1930. The leader and still champion in 1945 when your Philco will bring you...
Paul, I get awful nostalgic as I look at all those trunks. Gee, the fun we've all had here.
Oh, that's right, Georgia. Say, did you phone the mover?
Yeah, he'll be here right after next Sunday night show to move everything. But what are we going to do with all the mail that's piled up?
Guess we'll just have to pay those bills.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the letters for requests that we couldn't get answered.
Well, we'll still be in the Philco Summer House next Sunday, so... why don't we do them then?
Well, sounds like a good idea to me. But there's one that just came special delivery, and they'd like to hear us do a spiritual.
Well, everything seems to be in order. Why not? What'll it be?
Well, I'd like to take a try at Motherless Child.
Oh, swell. And in answer to that letter, her nibs Miss Gibbs sings a great spiritual classic.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Alone. Like a motherless child, sometimes I feel. like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Alone from
to say it's a great temptation these brisk fall Sundays to get out the old car, fill her up with gas, and take that drive we've been hankering all during the war. It's a great idea, but let's be sensible about it. You may have plenty of gas, but those old tires are really groaning, and you can't get your new ones yet. And that makes high-speed driving dangerous. Now, none of us want to get banged up or hurt anybody else, so let's all be careful and drive easy. We'll get there just as fast, and we'll get there in one piece. So goodbye for now, and join us again next week when we hang out the Philco welcome sign. And may I remind you to tune in the other member of the Philco family, Don McNeil and the Breakfast Club, every morning, same stations.
This is the American Broadcasting Company.